producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to get you motivated. Now, if there's no snow where you live, it's time to start to do some of these projects that will make it easier for you when the weather really gets nice. So, if it's not too cold, and you want to get a little bit of exercise, you've been stuck in the house all winter long, get out there, and even if just walking around, picking up the sticks that fell from your trees, maybe finishing raking the yard of the leaves that fell that you did not pick up, edge some of your flower beds if the ground isn't frozen in the top 6 inches. Put down some bark mulch, get some manure delivered for your garden. And all kinds of different things. Check your power equipment to make sure it's going to work when you need it. Okay? But if you need some help, we have open lines. And the number is 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got David from California. And he's got a question about, I believe, some garden waste.
Okay. Dave, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you in composting garden waste?
Oh, no. Hi, Paul. Yeah, it wasn't exactly that. It was actually how can we remove things like hazardous wastes from the soil? For example, if I remember right, if you've got some reeds or maybe even bamboo, don't those kind of suck up lead and kind of remove it from the soil?
They will pick up heavy metals.
Yeah.
So there are plants, and if your best thing to do, because climate will determine what would be the best plant to help to clean up the soil. Call your county extension service.
Okay, so, yeah, since you've got a national show, yeah, it would certainly make a difference for the extension agent. Well, I was thinking specifically up there in Flint, Michigan, as you certainly know, the water up there has been poisoned, but I'm thinking if it went on for a year and a half, that's two summers that they went through water in their yards. So they were spraying all of this hazardous waste out into their yard. What if you got any ideas for Flint, Michigan specific, you know, how would they get a breakdown on that? And then, like, for example, if I heard right with reeds, you can certainly use them to pull them up, but you never want to toss them in a burn pile, because if you do, you're just casting it out again as smoke. And you know, if there were things like you know how you take chairs and you weave seats for chairs,
yes,
maybe they could take those reeds and use them for weaving or something like that. But you'd never want to have anything to do with food with them, right?
So, right, exactly. I mean, reeds that are in the water really help to clean it. And NASA has been doing and are still doing things in space with house plants that will help to purify the air so that they don't have to use as much energy in Skylab. So here's this big, big orbiting machine where we're doing a lot of research, finding out about a planet and testing new products. They have plants up there that they're growing that's helping to clean the air inside Skylab, and that's a great way. But these reeds that you're talking about will naturally live in water, on the edges, in the shallow parts, and they'll pick up toxins and remove them from the water.
So that would be good for the creeks around Flint or something like that. But it is funny you mentioned that outer space. I wonder, you know, how spider plant. Can you imagine what it'd be like to be in a space shuttle with those tendrils going out in every direction?
Yeah, but see, spider plants and even like a Boston fern is a plant that will pull pollution out of the air in your house. And
smart idea,
And I can remember my mother was a nurse, and she worked at Mass General. And when she first started there, at night, when they turned off all the lights, they would take all the arrangements and plants out of the room and put it in the hall with the idea that the plants were taking oxygen out of the air. Now, this was a long time ago. And now they know that the plants are actually putting oxygen into the air, They're leaving the plants and the flowers in there.
Right. I knew that 50 years ago as a kid. Who came up with that one? Hey, you know, one other thing, and this kind of gets into, I saw a viral video a little bit ago, maybe a year or so ago, about a windmill that they had down in Peru. And it was kind of it would scrape the fog, so to speak, and, you know, pick up moisture on the blades and then send it down the blades into a tank down the center of the windmill. And then at the base of the windmill, they would have the equivalent of a drinking trough for cattle or a drinking fountain, I guess, for people.
Right.
And I'm just thinking, are you familiar with a thing like that? And then whether a thing like that might work in Flint, where if they put those in, they could have water in 10 days or 3 days or however long it would take to build a windmill like that.
Right. And there are so many ways that that the people in Flint can get water. One of the problems that, you know, right now they're saying that it's the water coming in from this river.
Right.
And that they knew better, but they still did it.
Right.
And for the period that they switched over from the lake to the river, as you said, they irrigated their lawns, they irrigated their gardens, and it's going to take time for the rain, the melting snow, to wash that heavy metals out of the top foot, 18 inches or more, and hopefully the soil will filter some of that out before it gets to the aquifer.
Oh, sure.
Because if you've got a well and you've been putting this polluted water on your land, and the soil is not able to filter, and you start pulling water out of the aquifer underneath your home, now you're going to take the bad stuff that you put on your lawn is now in your drinking water, and you've created a brand new cycle. So it's, you know, but Mother Nature has microbes in the soil. It has bacteria in the soil that will help to break down these toxic products that are there. And also, the sun. The sun will destroy some of the toxic material that's there. So, but it's going to have to be a joint effort. They're going to have to get water experts into there and say, these are some of the changes we have to make. And then, when they get the water clean again, what they have to do is to say, this river is a problem.
Sure.
We have to find out where that pollution is coming into the river and stop it.
Right, yeah. Hey, one other thing. If there are certain, like, vegetables, if there, do you have any radio show stations up in that area, listening area?
We have 90 stations across the country. We're always looking for new stations.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking specifically if people up there wanted to put in a garden this year, and there's some of them are systemic, so they'd suck up everything into the vegetable itself, and you wouldn't want to eat it. But is there anything they could plant this year that would be safe to eat?
You know what? I like that idea. I'm going to write a note right now, and I'm going to contact the state of Maine and find out what we can do, and we'll talk about it in the future. Send me an email. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help with your garden or your house plants, you're planting seeds, you're looking for the best grass seeds, you're looking for the best organics products, you want to get away from the chemicals and try some organics, let us know. And it's simple. You just call us. It's toll free. It's 855-660-4261. And let's work together. And Dave would just call from California talking about this polluted water that all these people drank because some idiot decided that we're going to use the water from a polluted river instead of a pond that was safe or a lake that was safe. And these poor people, there's going to be some serious problems in the future. And during the break, I was telling Daniel, when I was in college in the late 60s, I used to drive from my parents' house in Scituate, Massachusetts, to UMass in Amherst, and it's about 125 miles. And I would come home on Friday and work at the nursery and then go home, go back to school on Sunday. And on Friday night, when I drove by the plant that made plastic pots, they were using dyes. They decided, oh, let's make some yellow pots or some red pots or blue pots. And as you drove over that river was blue or white. They made white pots or green. And this was back in the 60s, and about 2 or 3 years ago on 60 Minutes, they had since closed down this pottery, pot manufacturer. And they started talking to the people that lived downstream. And they found out that they were an above normal rate, and way above normal, for birth defects, sicknesses like leukemia, cancer, was very high when you live near this river, within 100 yards or 200 yards on both sides. And if you had a well and it was near the river, it was even higher. So you got to think, and as I told Daniel, you can only hurt Mother Nature so long before you end up suffering the consequences. So if you have a lawnmower and you're changing the oil, don't dump it down a sewer. If you've got gas and you think it's old and it may be no good, don't dump it in the ground, because it's going to eventually end up in the water table that you're going to be drinking in the future. So dispose of everything properly. And if you see that there's a problem with a river, like they have in the Midwest, you got to stand up and you got to raise hell and let them know. I mean, you watch the news and the water from that river that these people have been drinking and bathing in before it was treated was yellow. It looked like urine. They did clean it, but they didn't get all the heavy metals. And heavy metals are bad. Heavy metals, when they get in your body, they lodge in your brain. You need your brain, but it hurts your body at the brain, the center of how you make decisions every single day. So if you see a pollution, get together, fight it, and don't be stupid. Don't dump oil down the drain. Don't dump gasoline down the sewer thinking, oh, it's going down the sewer, it's fine. You're going to be drinking it before you know it. Call us and let's talk.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I got a couple of emails this week from people that are trying to get ready and ready for the springtime. And one lady wrote me and she said, I grew up where I always had a garden, and now I'm living in a city, and it's a three-story building with a flat roof. And I went to see the landlord, and I asked the landlord if I could grow a garden on the roof. And she said the look on the landlord's roof eyes was, "You want to grow a garden on a roof?" And she said, "Yes." So she sent me an email. And what I told her to do, there is a product that you can buy at your local garden center called a Smart Pot. And we talked a lot about it last year. It's a container made with landscape fabric to help to prevent weeds. And it comes in a half a dozen different sizes. But they have a garden bed that is a 5-foot circle, and it's a foot high, and you fill it with soil. And if you get a heavy rain, the water comes out the sides, out the bottom, and it doesn't have any weight to it. And growing a garden on a roof, you get sun all day. You can grow tomatoes and peppers. You can buy plant cucumbers and let the cucumbers run right on the asphalt shingles. And you can have a wonderful garden right on the roof. And the other email was a woman who moved from a house to a condo and no room for a garden. She says everything is cement. Recommended the Smart Pot. And she's going to get like a 20-gallon size, which is about 18 inches across. And she can plant a tomato and some lettuce around the tomato. She can buy a 10-gallon pot, and she can grow a green pepper and radishes or onions around that. And the thing that's nice is these pots will not break during the winter. So you can just leave them right there, or get them out of the way and put them up against the house in case you want to plow where they are. And you'll never have to worry about the pot breaking. Plastic, if you leave it outside and the soil fills full of water, it expands and the pot breaks. Clay, gone. Ceramic, gone. Plastic, the same thing. So look for the Smart Pot. And if you want to do a roof garden, man, this is a slick way of doing it. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, it looks like we got Michael from New Hampshire, and he's got a question about, or not a question, but he's got some information on cleaning water sources.
Okay, Michael, thank you for calling, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hey, good morning. I was listening to the last caller. You knew a talk about like cleaning up soil and water sources, and a good filter for soil actually is mushrooms. Mushrooms is a good filter for any toxicity in soil. Also, with your water sources, here in New Hampshire, New England area, actually, that we use a thing called cattails to filter out our water sources with a lot of toxicity and oils and stuff that runs off the roads. The salt, you know, the toxicity and the salt that we lay down in the winter.
Right.
A cattail is a great filter for purifying water, a natural filter, and also you can turn around and use the starch from the cat filter, you know, as an energy source afterwards. So, I mean, it's just common sense or common knowledge. Just it's there in nature. You just got to look for it. But and to recap, you know, again, to clean soil, any kind of soil with toxicity, just look up certain kinds of mushrooms that actually will absorb the toxicity or metals out of your soil as well. So there's a few ideas for you and your listeners.
Yeah, that's great. And you know, you're right. Those cattails, and, you know, they grow in a lot of areas. They can be invasive, but you're right. They are there to serve a purpose. And Mother Nature, I mean, a lot of us don't realize it, but Mother Nature has created something to solve an awful lot of problems. And here is a common plant that grows on the side of the road with nobody taking care of it, nobody feeding it or spraying it for insect problems or diseases. And if you live in an area and you have cattails growing, ask the people who own the land. And all you need to do is get some boots that are like knee-high, go in, take a shovel, and dig up a clump of it, because it's one massive root system. And you just take that clump and you plant it in your wet area. And in a matter of a year or two, it's doubled or tripled in size. And
it has an enormous cleaning ability, as you state. I had forgotten all about that. But there are plants.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind you.
Yeah, and I really appreciate the call. And mushrooms, that's something I'll have to look into.
Yeah, certain kinds, because I've actually learned some of that by working and being around Keene State College here. A lot of the students have, we have classes and stuff that offer, you know, certain knowledge about mushrooms around the New England area and other areas as well. I mean, that what are edible and not, and then what are some of the benefactors of having, you know, mushrooms growing around certain areas. And like I said, it's great for absorbing a lot of toxicity out of soil and some water sources as well, depending on how you're growing your mushrooms. But yeah, definitely look into it. I just wanted to help out and share my knowledge. So,
Mike, you're a lifesaver, and I really appreciate that. And that's why I like doing this show, because we'll be talking about something, and, you know, I'm not quite sure. I mean, it's hard for me to know everything, and there's just no way that I will ever know everything, and I work.
You will.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, here's somebody who's listening to a show like you, and you learned this, and now you're willing to call and share your knowledge, and you're probably going, by your ideas, a lot of people will try it, and together we'll all work to clean the environment. And it's just something that you learned at school. You shared it like I share my experience from UMass. And together we can make this a better planet. And I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Have a great day.
You too. You've made it good already for me. I appreciate it.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye-bye now. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. So if you've got a question about gardening, your soil, your trees, your shrubs, you know, or even a comment like we've had, a call from California about the pollution, and then Mike calls and says, here, these two plants I learned at school will clean the water. Wow. So we're all working in the same, we're all living here. So the better we make this place cleaner, the better it's going to be for us and our family and pets. Call us. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Helen from New York. She's got a question about pruning her pear tree.
Helen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. It's nice to talk to you.
My
pleasure. I really enjoy your show.
I thank you. Now, what kind of a pear tree? Is it a fruiting or a flowering?
Well, actually, it's my mom's pear tree in her backyard. It's a fruit-bearing pear tree.
Okay.
And it's about 25 to 30 years old.
Okay.
And we'd like to know when is the proper time to give it a pruning, because it hasn't been pruned for several years, and what are some tips about how to prune it?
Okay. Timing-wise, you are right on the mark. All of your big commercial orchards, apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries, they do their pruning during the month of March. And the reason that they do the pruning during the month of March is because in April, the sap and the chlorophyll that the leaves make, when the leaves change color in the fall, all of the stored energy, the sugars and everything else, goes out of the leaf, down the branches, down the stem of the tree, and is stored in the roots for the winter. In April, when the ground warms up, all of that energy comes right back up, It wakes up the flower buds and the leaf buds, and it grows. So if you do the pruning in April, and the energy is already in that branch, and you remove it, you've lost all of that energy. And also, if you prune in April, and April is a good month, it's getting warm, where you make the cut, that energy will drip. And because you made a fresh cut, it's like bleeding. It bleeds and the energy falls to the ground and it's now wasted again. But by pruning your fruit trees during the month of March, which all of your orchards do,
right,
the energy is still in the ground. You remove the branches that have no energy in them stored, and the cut that you make will dry out, and a callus will begin to form to eliminate the bleeding of the sap from the tree.
Right, that makes sense.
So that's what you want to do. Now, what I want you to do is to look at your tree and say, okay, I need to open it up to let the air through so that it will help to eliminate diseases. It will help to ripen the fruit. So you open it up and you prune some of the top to prevent it from getting too high, but minimize your pruning and do it every year. I'll tell you more.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's
powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. You need some help? You give us a call. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got, looks like we got Ray from Lowell. He's got a question about the winter moss.
Okay, Ray, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
How are you?
Good. How are you, Ray?
I appreciate your program. It's very helpful. I'm calling about winter moss to see what to do to prevent that if it does happen to come around. I hear there's a lot of them around.
Yeah, especially Cape Cod, near the Fall River, New Bedford area on the South Shore. They seem to be more prevalent south of Boston than they are north of Boston. But, you know, like anything else, insects move around, and this could be the year that it gets onto the North Shore or in Western Massachusetts. So what you've got to be aware of is this. The winter moth is a little, like a little butterfly, it's a moth, and it lays eggs during the sunny days of winter, in the late fall and in the early spring. It lays the eggs on leaf trees, not needle trees like pine. They prefer a deciduous leaf type tree. So they lay the eggs on there, and the eggs hatch when the weather gets nice in the end of May and during the month of June and on. And it produces a little caterpillar. Looks like a maggot that you would find if you kept your swill. And growing up, we used to have a swill bucket. And I know that some of you know what that is. It was a bucket
that you sank in the ground and you took all of your food waste and you threw it in there. And once a week, somebody from the town not only picked up the trash, but they picked up the food waste and it went into a different truck and it was used for different purposes. But it looks like a little maggot. And it will eat nonstop. It will eat 10 times its weight a day. Now, the most effective way to get rid of it is if you can reach the trees, you can buy an organic insect control called spinosad. Or they call it also call it spinosad, S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D. And what it is a bacteria that they found in the Caribbean. And there was a chemist from, I think, Dow. He was on vacation in a country like Jamaica, you know, in that area, and was visiting a rum factory. Came out, and across the street was a broken down stone building, and he said to the tour guide, "What was that building?" And he said, "That's the original rum factory, and it just, we outgrew it, and we built this modern facility, and it's just falling apart." And he went to look around it, and he found out that around the outer edges of the building, near the back door and the side door, is where when they emptied the barrel of rum, they took the barrel out the back and the side door, they put a hose in it, flushed out all the impurities that had settled in the bottom, washed out the barrel and cleaned it, brought it back in, they re-burnt or they charred the inside of the barrel, but all of the impurities that they dumped on the ground created a new microbe called spinosad. And you spray your tree with that, and two or three bites, and they're gone. And it will take care of all caterpillar insects. If your trees are large, commercial spraying.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.